After years of deficits, lawmakers have an extra $1.2 billion in the next state budget. West Palm Beach Representative Mark Pafford says the money should go to critical needs like per-student funding and children's services.
The leadership on the other side talks about jobs. We've got a list of upwards 40 to 50,000 people trying to get their kid in early learning so they can get to a job.
Pafford says Republicans have been waging class warfare on average Floridians for years. House Democratic leader Perry Thurston wants an increase in the minimum wage to more than $10 an hour.
And we don't think that people want to see individual Floridians work 40 hours a week and be still living in poverty. And then for us to have a legislature that votes against them being paid a living wage and at the same time will refuse to hear and allow us to draw down monies to give them health care.
Thurston says his top legislative priority is to expand health care using $51 billion in available federal funding that Florida leaders rejected last year. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.